Hello, my name is Tom DeRose and I am volunteer coordinator here at the Freud Museum. You're standing in the hall. Freud and his family arrived in England in June 1938 as refugees. He was an old man with heart problems and cancer of the jaw and had not wanted to leave Austria where he had lived his entire life. But already in 1933, the Nazis had burnt his books. Apart from being their intellectual enemy, Freud was also a Jew. When the Nazis annexed Austria in March 1938, he had no choice but to flee the country. After Freud and his family arrived in England as refugees in June 1938, he expressed his enormous relief on escaping from tyranny. "I met with the friendliest reception in lovely, free, magnanimous England. Here I now live, a welcome guest. I can breathe a sigh of relief now that the weight has been taken off me and that I am once more able to speak and write. I had almost said, and think, as I wish or as I must." Freud moved into this house in September 1938. As you walk through this house, you walk into its history and the histories of those who lived here. You encounter their ideas and feelings reflected in their possessions. All the furniture in the house belonged to the Freud family and reflects their taste. In The Psychopathology of Everyday Life, Freud showed how we reveal our thoughts and intentions through objects. Nothing here is simply what it seems. Everything comes to life through the meanings we give it. When Freud acquired the house, he said it was far too beautiful for us. He meant that his family had not been accustomed to such elegance or spaciousness in Vienna, where they had spent most of their lives in an ordinary city apartment at Bergasse 19. Freud once wrote to a colleague, "I have always lived on the ground floor and basement of the building." He was talking of a symbolical house. He meant that his life's work had been concerned with the lower and hidden urges, the effects of unconscious drives on our thoughts and actions. But as it happens, in this real house, he did indeed spend most of his time downstairs, in his study, library, or dining room, or where possible, in the garden.
Please take a few minutes now to look round this room and then move to the next room, observing social distancing rules.